pray for you, or if you know and make a decision to accept Christ, or maybe just join our fellowship. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much for being here today, and we just give God all the glory, for He is good. Amen.
Never.
Good morning. Glad to see each and every one of you. Some of you I haven't seen in quite some time. Some of you, moved away. Garrett, good to see you, brother. Announcements. Get this one that I got foretold on here. Poinsettias, beautiful. Thank you for those that participated and placed them in the church today. In honor of loved ones and honor of different ones, they will be ready after service to take home. Miss Dottie says they will not last until next week. So sorry. But please take them home with you today and enjoy them the rest of the Christmas season. Did you get one of these? All right, if you didn't get one, I can find somebody to get you one pretty doggone quick. All right. Let me get to my announcements here. No children's church today, unless they're really tiny, small ones. We want you to stay in church and enjoy the music that is prepared for you, for all of us, and enjoy it. Wednesday children will be having a Christmas pizza party at 6. The children will sing next Sunday. Lottie Moon bottles, which I rattled up there, will be due on or before January 5th, youth retreat. I keep forgetting this one. It is January 17th through the 19th. The 31st is a deadline. I'm sorry, but she's moving until tomorrow so we can be guaranteed a space. So that's that. All right, one, two others here. The list is shortened, thank God. I don't have to remember all this. This evening at 6 o'clock, we got our cantata here just today after I get shut up and get on with the program here. But at 6 o'clock, our people will be joining with the Methodists as a mission with their choir to have a cantata also. That's at the Methodist Church. Next Sunday is a big day, Lord's Supper. Please be here. It's a great time to celebrate the Lord's Supper with friends and family, and it's only fitting that we celebrate our Savior. And then after that, covered dish. Bring your favorite dish, your favorite something that makes you smile, and that would be that. And the Spanish worship service will be in conjunction with us, so we'll all worship together. English or Spanish, brother? Oh, okay. And then, did I announce? $1,935 so far in Lottie Moon. That's a good start, but hey, I'm still waiting on your pennies, dollars. We will take cash, the folding stipend, and if you can't do that, a check. We'll take a check also. So please do that. I'm thinking that's all right there on that. Okay. All right, join with me as we say our verse of the day. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. Then the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we do come to you today just being joyful in everything that we do, being joyful that you have sent your son because you loved us, because you loved us so much and you knew in the beginning we weren't going to be that great by ourselves because we showed you early on. And Father, because of that, you did send your son, and because of that, he died on the cross for us. And Father, as a small token of what you've done for us, we give back the tithes and offerings that we're about to give. And ask you to take them and use them as only you can. Divide and multiply and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I hope that you enjoyed this message in music that the team has practiced really hard to do, and thank you, guys.
There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky. There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky. The sky.
Pay attention, there's something in the air. It's both a whisper from the past and a song of hope for eternity. The prophets had talked about it. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." But the heavenly host would have to hold their song for just a while more, until just the right time, until just the right moment.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel. Mourns in
The angel's words to Mary have echoed down across countless generations. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Down through the years, oh, how we've grown to love that name. 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had given a word picture of the majesty of this coming king. He would be wisdom, power, compassion, and peace, all wrapped up in a son. What a splendid gift he would be. Mary knew deep in her heart, she knew exactly who this baby was and what he would mean to the world.
Mary, full of innocence, carrying the Holy Prince, you're almost there, you're almost there. Mother of the living Word, trusting in the voice you heard, you're almost there, you're almost there. You're almost where the angels see redemption's plan unfolding. All hope is in the Son you bear. You're almost there.
A lonely road, a willing
there, you're almost there. Trust the Father to provide bread of heaven prophesied. You're almost there, you're almost there, you're almost where the waiting ends, delivering
prophets had spoken of it. The story had been told in the temples for generations. Messiah had become an often spoken of promise. But now, on a strangely starry night, Bethlehem must surely have been surprised by the fulfillment of this promise.
Born is the King, let heaven and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Born is the King. Born is the King, let heaven and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Born is the King. Mary and Joseph heard the angels say, you're gonna have a baby, it'll happen this way. God will be the Father no matter what they say. Just believe and name in Jesus, gotta trust and obey. Born is the King. Let heaven and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Born is the King. Shepherds in the night watching over their sheep thought they were in for a good night's sleep, when out of the blue of the desert night came a host of mighty angels. They were singing in flight. Born is the King. Let heaven and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Born is the King. An angel told the shepherds there was nothing to fear. In fact, they told the shepherds there was good news to hear. A Savior has been born this very night. Now go wander into town and never seen such a sight. Born is the King. Let heaven and nature join and sing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Born is the King. Born is the King. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing.
So it happened, not as anyone expected, but according to God's plan. The world needed a Savior, and He came. In the most unusual way and in the most out-of-the-way place, Jesus, the glorious Son of God, left the splendor of heaven and all that was His for you and for me.
The word of the prophets centuries old, the birth of Messiah has been long foretold, that unto you
Christ is creations.
flesh
now dwells among us. Christ is come. Prince of Peace,
Prince of Peace,
Yeshua,
Yeshua,
Messiah,
Messiah,
Son of Man,
Son of Man,
Holy One,
Holy One,
King of Kings,
King of Kings,
Lord of Lords,
Lord of Lords,
Great I Am. Divine truth revealer, deliverer, healer, you are God. Jesus, you are God. Christ is come. Let all creation sing God's own song.
Through the ages, he has been called King of the Jews, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace. Let every heart echo the song of the angels. Rejoice, for Mary's wonderful child, Emmanuel, has come. He is here now. Please join your voices with us as we sing.
If you would stand and sing Joy to the World, the Lord has come, if you'll join us.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature
and
sing.
Heaven and nature
and
sing.
Heaven and nature sing. Truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
You may be seated.
Jesus was already King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, Almighty God. And yet, Jesus left His position in heaven to come to earth. Because we had severed our relation with God through sin, He came specifically to bring us back to a right relationship with our Creator.
God.
Ah, yes, Christmas. I know it's hard to believe, but an entire year has passed since we last shared the wonder, the joy, the splendor of Christmas. A lot has happened. Some of it was good, and some of it was frightening. Our world changes daily and is in desperate need of a good word. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. These are the words of the prophet Isaiah from many centuries ago. Looking around today, we may have difficulty finding any semblance of true lasting peace. But listen closely, God is still whispering, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Can you hear him? Above the clamor of holiday festivities, he's speaking peace to you. Can you see him? Beyond the glitter and tinsel and dazzling lights, he is the true light, shining through the darkness of the world. So you see, we don't celebrate a season. We celebrate a Savior. It's not about a single day, but about a lifetime given to him. Only 33 years beyond Christ's birth in a lowly manger, the unparalleled power of his name gave him complete and total victory over sin and a cruel, agonizing cross. Jesus, our Emmanuel, arose from the grave and changed the course of history once and for all time. As we celebrate his birth, we also celebrate the new birth that we only find in him.
Just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Little Lord Jesus, born in a manger, just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Twas the night that God looked down upon his Son. Was the night that God looked down upon his Son. Little Son Jesus, born in a manger. 'Twas the night that God looked down upon his Son.
Oh, the shepherd lads were bending the knee, and how the little lads were all trying to see.
Thank you so very much. That was wonderful. Let's show our appreciation, but before you do that, let me say thank you to the praise team. Thank you for the sound, so the groups in the sound, and for the decorations. And thank you, Lisa, for your leadership. We thank you very much. Let's show our appreciation to them, please. All of you have a candy cane with you. I have mine. Mine is a little bigger. Just a little bit. I'll probably be finished next Christmas eating it. But if you have one, you have a little card there with you as well. There's a message there, the legend of the candy cane. We appreciate the children who were passing them out. We thank them and thank for those who served with them as well. But if you look at the candy cane, it says, what do you see? Stripes that are red, like the blood shed for me. White is for my Savior, who's sinless and pure. And the J is for Jesus, our Lord. That's for sure. We turn it around and we get a staff. You see, Jesus is my shepherd who was born for me, So it's a reminder of the Lord and his precious blood that he shared at Calvary for us. And I want to just take a few minutes of your time and ask you to open God's holy word in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. God's word says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. The virgin birth was a miracle of God. Jesus' birth, it's a miracle of God. It was a miracle. And it's also a miracle when we come to know God. If you think about it, when we come to know the Lord, we go from death to life right on the spot. The Lord gives us a new life. And he offers that to you today. If you do not have that eternal life that he gave us, it is still available. It is a miracle. And it happens every day. It's happening all around the world right now. There are people who are accepting Christ on one face, one country, one county, one city, one town, across the world, right now. The miracle continues. But this is a miracle from God. But it was also done for God's love, for God's love for us. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. He left his heavenly throne to come and to be born in a manger with animals. Think about that. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he came to be born in a manger. Why did he do it? He did it because of love. He did it because he loves you. He did it because he loves the whole world. He loves us unconditionally. That's wonderful love and wonderful news from our Lord. But he also did it to save us. We have no hope apart from Christ. There's no hope without Christ. Christ is our only hope. God's word says he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. So he loves us, and he did it because he wants to save us. He wants to save us. And he says in Matthew that he came to die for the sins of his people. We're all sinners, and we need a Savior. And the Savior came almost 2,000 years ago, and he's here today. and you can know him, and you can be born again, and we will see a miracle of First Baptist Church, Fort Valley, today. Just like we saw on that day. But he did it also to give us peace. Peace on earth was not that there'll be no wars, that there'll be no trials, no tribulation, but he was talking about the heart. The peace that he gives is in the heart. Everything in life is temporary. Some of us will get the iPhone, I don't know what number we're at, I think it's 16 Pro Max, perhaps. And maybe if you don't get it, you may be upset. But you know, that phone will be just very briefly, you'll feel the joy. You may just feel the joy when you get it, you open the present, or you go to AT&T store. But the peace that God gives is in the heart. It's an eternal peace. And no one in this world can give us the peace that God can give us. No one. Only the Lord can give us peace. True peace. He said, my peace I give you. My peace. It is the peace of God. Sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes we're in the midst of trials and tribulations, and yet we have this peace that we just don't understand. How many are with me? You have so many problems and tribulations, and yet there's this peace that surpasses all understanding, and it's the peace of God. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall give and conceive the bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He is with us. He is with us. He's with you. He's here. He's with us. He's our Emmanuel. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's with you. Doesn't matter what you and I are going through. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. Doesn't matter if it's rainy or cold. It doesn't matter. He's with us. The Lord is good. I know this may be a little bit out of order, but I have a special request. We're asking for miracles. We have a few folks that need a miracle in our life, in their lives right now. We have some folks who are among us, people that we know, that we appreciate, that we care a lot for them. And they need a miracle. And we need to pray for them. We need to pray for God's intervention. We need God to do what only he can do. They need a miracle. Perhaps you're here today and you have a family relative or a friend who needs a miracle today. I'm going to ask you to stand on their behalf. Or perhaps you need a miracle, you need a miracle today. And we're just going to pray. Would that be okay? So if you have a family member who needs a miracle, we believe in miracles. God is still with us. He's our Emmanuel. He's right here. If he can transform a life and send somebody from death to life, if he can heal the blind, and raise people from the dead, just like we read in the Gospels. There is nothing impossible for God. If you have a family member that you want us to pray, I'm going to ask you to stand. Just stand. Just stand. Maybe you need a miracle today. Pray for Wendy today. Pray for Hannah today. Pray for Nikki today. Pray for Josie. They need a miracle. They need the power of God. And we're going to pray for them. Father, we thank you. Thank you that you raised Lazarus from the dead. Oh, Lord, if you would have just said, come out, the whole cemetery would come out. But you called him by name just to keep it in perspective. But yet your power was manifested. After 4 days of being dead, he was raised from the dead. The angel was right in Luke 1:37. For I tell you, Mary, there is nothing impossible for God. This morning, we need a miracle, Lord. And you are the miracle worker. Father, we humble ourselves before you, and we come and we intercede on behalf of loved ones. On behalf, Father, of friends or brothers and sisters in Christ who need a miracle today. Will you do a miracle, Father, at Navison Hospital right now? Father, we pray, Lord. We pray for Nikki. Will you tell it to rise? Will you touch her? Or will you just say the word, be healed? You're the Almighty, the All-Powerful. Father, we pray for Wendy. We pray for her life. Father, we pray that as we prayed right here on Miller Street, that you will work in Crawford Street, where she's at. Father, we pray for her today. Pray for Josie, Father, just a couple of blocks away. Will you do a miracle in her life today? Father, we pray for Hannah. Father, will you do a miracle? Just say the word. Say the word, Lord. Say the word. Pray for Janice. We pray for Janice. Somebody just say a name, please. Pray for Cindy. Somebody else. Joe. Pray for Joe. Somebody else. For Brother Bill. We pray for his life. Anybody else? Your family. Anybody else? Your girls. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Your children. Grandchildren. Father, you've heard from us, the spoken and unspoken. You know our hearts. You know the people, Father, that we are praying for, and they need a miracle from you. Father, will you just say the word from heaven, and they will be healed. We believe that you have the last word. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for Emmanuel. Thank you that we're not alone in this journey. We thank you that you live in us, that the power of the resurrection dwells in us. and you hear our call and our cry. So this morning, we bring, Father, all of those names, and we bring them before you. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. In Christ's name, amen. And God's people say, amen. Nehemiah, amen. We have concluded. Lord bless you. Praise the Lord.